to the Daily Review. I'm Brad Munson, and I have a little puzzle here I'd like you to help me figure out. And it's got to do with this book called This Wretched Valley by first-time novelist Jenny Kiefer. Now, you remember the podcast Talking Scared that I talked about a little while back? That podcast had Jenny Kiefer on as a guest recently, and I was really intrigued by the story. And her. She's smart and worked hard to get this right. But I was especially interested because This Wretched Valley is a novel of survival horror, which is kind of a subgenre of horror in general, where normal people get caught up in horrible natural, can you see my air quotes from there, natural, where some horrific element is introduced. Maybe it's simply madness or human evil. Maybe it's supernatural, or maybe it's psychotic. But it makes for incredibly intense and sometimes terrifying reading. There's some great examples of this subgenre. You've got Dan Simmons' The Terror, based on the historical events of two sailing ships frozen in the ice during a really stupid attempt at finding the Northwest Passage. You've got Omakatsu's The Hunger, the horrific retelling of the Donner Party. Nick Cutter as The Troop, about a Boy Scout camping trip that goes terribly cannibalistically wrong. Gregoire Courtois' recent book, The Law of the Skies, does horrible things to an entirely different group of young campers. These are all great examples. And in fact, Stephen King even got into the game with The Girl Who Loves Tom Gordon, about a girl lost in the forest and may be pursued by a monstrous bear or thing or both. And maybe the best known, and one that was mentioned in the Jenny Kiefer interview, is Scott Smith's The Ruins, which was made into a pretty damn good movie way back in 2008, about a tumble of ancient overgrown buildings out in the jungle that literally eat up some unsuspecting hikers. And yeah, This Wretched Valley bears a superficial resemblance to The Ruins. This time it's a huge shelf of rock in the middle of the Kentucky wilderness, and a small group of rock climbers who want to be the first to conquer it. And they are, well, consumed, haunted, eaten by a clearly malevolent nature with an especially bloody history. Now, I like The Ruins. Even Stephen King called it the best horror novel of the new century, though admittedly the century was only a couple of years old at that point. The gradual desperation and madness of the characters was just hypnotic, and it's way more brutal in the printed form than in that movie. And I was hoping for much of the same in This Wretched Valley. But, and I'm sorry, but there is a but. It falls a little flat. Kiefer's writing style is very good. It's very polished. Her action sequences, her imagery, her attention to detail, it's the kind of thing you look for in a book and a new writer, right? But as much as I've wanted it, the story just never grabbed me. And ultimately, the problems I found in the logic of the backstory or the reason for all this horror, they just didn't convince me or affect me. And I'm really sorry about that. So here's the puzzle. Why didn't it work? It's a good idea. It's a strong, if small, subgenre that really can grab you by the nads. All the books I mentioned manage it. And I went through a similar challenge of reality meeting the monstrous in my recent three books at The Rain Triptychs, where it's creatures coming out of the rain to murder completely normal people in the most awful ways. So I get it. I mean, I want it. So why didn't it work? So that's the puzzle. And I'm thinking it was the characters. I think the real horror, the real emotion that survival horror affords you isn't from, or at least not only, from the imagery or the premise. I think you have to believe in these people. You have to think you know them. You don't have to like them or identify with them. That's a stupid term. It's almost never applicable. But you have to have enough details and enough background, even if it's offered in just dribs and drabs, even if it's just seen in dialogue or in dreams, more than in any kind of info dump narration. Actually, not info dump narration, thank you. But if the people that all this horrendous stuff is happening to aren't real for you, then all that horrendous stuff just doesn't matter. And that's what I couldn't find in This Wretched Valley. Two of the main characters are supposed to be boyfriend and girlfriend. They're supposed to love each other. But I don't recall any scenes, especially pre-horror, that really made us feel that connection. One of the characters was absolutely focused, even obsessed, with being a famous climber, an internet influencer. But we never get a sense of why this is so important to her, what drove her to do some of the really crazy stuff she does. One of the climbers was truly dedicated to his dog, who seems to be one of the first to fall victim to the wild evil of the woods here. And look, I'm a huge dog person. There's a Staffordshire sitting at my feet right now. But what made this guy so obsessed with his dog to the point that the animal was more important than the other humans, or the money, or the challenge, or anything else? We never know. And that was the problem for me. The characters that I was supposed to care about, that I had to care about, were shallow little bowls when I wanted deep wells, especially if I was going to follow them all the way into the dark woods and see them fall one by one and feel terrified with them. So, what do you guys think? If any of you have read This Wretched Valley or listened to the audiobook, which isn't bad, drop me a note and tell me if it worked for you, and if it didn't, why you think it didn't. Meanwhile, I'll tell you this much. I am really looking forward to what Jenny Kiefer does next. She's got real talent and good stories to tell. Unfortunately, this one just didn't work for me. Links to all the versions, as well as a bunch of other survival horror, including mine, in the show notes below. Dive on in and let me know what you think. And that's it for today's Daily Review. I'm here with something new every day, Monday through Friday, every damn week, so come on back whenever you can stand it. There are links to what we've been talking about in the show notes and in the accompanying blog on thebradmunson.com. Take a look, and please do all the normal stuff like rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes or any podcatcher of your choice. Tell your friends, invite your mom, you know, spread the word, and let me know what you think. You can also follow me for more and different stuff on Instagram or Threads at thebradmunson. And on my website, weirdly enough called thebradmunson.com. So until next time, I'm Brad Munson, and that's the Daily Review.